KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we still have a mostly cloudy sky. We're up to 52 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today and a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The ACLU of Iowa is suing the Adams County Sheriff's Department, claiming a simple misdemeanor harassment charge filed against a Red Oak man violated his free speech rights. The charge was filed after John Goldsmith made an obscenity-laden Facebook post criticizing the way Deputy Corey Dorsey treated a couple of Goldsmith's friends during the annual Lazy Days and Battle of the Barbecue Festival in Corning last July. ACLU Legal Director Rita Bettis Austin says Goldsmith had the right to make the post.
This is really a classic free speech case, and we are very happy to bring it. We hope that we will be able to protect our client's First Amendment rights in this case.
Bettis Austin was asked if there is a fine line between what Goldsmith posted and what is not allowed.
It's not a fine line between protected speech and harassment. There is strong protection under the First Amendment to criticize police or other government officials, and to do that even in ways that are annoying, offensive, vulgar, use curse words. All of that is protected by the First Amendment.
She says the things not allowed are very clear.
The exceptions that do exist are for things like true threats, actual threats of violence. And that's not something that was present in this case or was even sort of in the area of present in this case. This post is so clearly core political speech criticizing law enforcement.
Bettis Austin says the Iowa Supreme Court ruled on a case like this back in 1989, before the internet and modern forms of communication were available.
Instead of the post being made on Facebook, on social media, the motorist in that case wrote a letter to the state trooper who pulled him over and insulted him and, you know, criticized his actions. And the Iowa Supreme Court held, appropriately, in accordance with the First Amendment and free speech under the Iowa Constitution, that police officers don't have a right to put people in jail for annoying them.
The charge was eventually dismissed against Goldsmith, but Bettis Austin says the Adams County Sheriff's Department has not changed, and there are other cases where the Sheriff's Department has violated free speech rights cited in their complaint.
We're asking that the Adams County Sheriff's Office do some training on First Amendment rights to its deputies.
Bettis Austin says they're seeking a judgment that the deputy violated Goldsmith's rights and want the county to pay his legal fees. They're also seeking damages from the county, as she says Goldsmith experienced anxiety, high blood pressure, and was afraid to go back to Corning in fear of retaliation after the citation was issued against him. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 o'clock this morning at the Adair County Secondary Roads Building. On their agenda is discussion featuring Gary Metzger and Matt Swanson and pertaining to the City of Orient wind turbines. The board will also hold a public hearing on a fiscal year 2019 budget amendment, followed by a resolution to approve the amendment and an appropriations resolution. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater will discuss holiday pay with the board as well. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special session this evening at 5:30 in the High School Media Center. On their agenda is a public hearing on the plans, specifications, and form of contract for the Washington parking lot project. Afterward, the board will discuss oversight of the project and later act on a resolution approving the plans, specs, and form of contract, and a resolution making an award of a contract. They will also act on approving a resolution providing for the advertisement of the sale and approving an official statement for not to exceed $9.5 million and general obligation school bonds, Series 2019. Other action items include a contract with bond counsel and disclosure counsel Dorsey and Whitney, staff contract recommendations for preschool summer school paraeducators Cammy Bruck, Missy Miller, Julie Hansen, and Christina Simonton, as well as 2019-20 administrator contracts, which call for an increase of 2% for principals as 2019-2020 salary, and that includes FICA and IPERS. Members of the CAM and Nottoway Valley School District Boards of Education will hold a closed special session beginning at 7 p.m. Thursday in the Nottoway Valley High School Media Center. Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw said during the meeting, the boards will review the information from 19 applicants with hopes of narrowing the candidates for the first round of interviews to 5 or 7 candidates. The ultimate goal is to select an individual to succeed Burlaw, who is leaving the district at the end of June to become superintendent for the Carroll Community School District. The CAM school board held its regular monthly meeting on Monday in Anita, and Superintendent Casey Burlaw said they approved salary increases for classified staff, including a $2 an hour increase for bus drivers, plus a $500 bonus if the route driver starts the school year and finishes the school year, a $1 an hour raise for paraeducators and secretaries, and 45 cents an hour for those in other categories, such as custodian and kitchen staff. The CAM school board also approved a sharing agreement for 2019-20 school year with the Atlantic School District for school business official Sarah Sheeter. They approved a 3.5% increase for principals and 4% increase for two 12-month employees. And Burlaw said the board discussed the superintendent search process as well, which I mentioned they will have a special meeting for on tomorrow night. Last month, you may recall that Dr. Burlaw was hired as the superintendent of the Carroll School District, and he will take that job effective July 1st. In other news, the CAM school board approved some facility improvements, such as replacing curtains for the stages at the high school and middle school. They also approved fundraiser requests in advance of RAGBRAI that will be coming to Cass County in July. And there were several resignations that were approved. Some contracts were approved as well. And Burlaw said there are some positions that remain to be filled. He also said the board voted to take bids on an old school bus that they no longer need. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.